immune support. Lifeway Shot. Embrace wellness naturally.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
And welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. President Isi Lema returns to Lusaka after controversial working holiday in Joba. Arrests show only slight progress in fight against corruption, CASC. High stakes but low expectations ahead of Ukraine talks with Russia and US.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. President Againde Ichirama has returned to Lusaka today after a lengthy controversial working holiday in Joma, where he's been since December 31, 2026. His extended absence from the public eye sparked controversy and speculation regarding his health and fitness for duty. Upon arrival at Community House, Ichirama appeared to be in good health and high spirits, alleviating some concerns raised during his time away. He was greeted by several government officials with whom he engaged briefly. The First Lady, Mutinda Isi Lema, accompanied the President during his time away from the capital. The President's holiday has drawn mixed reactions, with critics questioning the timing and necessity of such extended break amid ongoing national challenges. Supporters, however, have expressed understanding, highlighting the importance of the rest for effective leadership. And speaking to Joma residents before departure, President Againde Ichirama wondered why some people spread falsehoods about his health and whereabouts. He reiterated his government's commitment to ensure that the education sector is enhanced.
But I know I can see the noise about this issue because people are not used to this kind of behavior. They're used to presidents and some presidents, not all, who like spending money, people's money. I would rather save that money so I can buy an extra desk for a key sitting in the room. I can pay extra bill allowance for your registry. That's how I make it. And I think Zambians must get used to this kind of behavior. It's the right way to behave. But I can see they're making funny of you, they're making ridiculous statements. I don't understand. Really, where are these guys are coming?
Meanwhile, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa says that President Isi Lema has had enough rest and is not in a hurry to start campaigning.
The President has had enough rest here to prepare him enough strength. First of all, continue fixing the economy for the remaining months ahead of the 2026 general election. There is still a lot of work that can be accomplished instead of just focusing narrowly on our politics. This is the President's first mandate will only expire after August 18 election. So for now, and until he hands over, we don't want to be arrogant and say hands over to himself. The people of Zambia will decide. But then the President, as you can see, he is not in a hurry to go and start campaigning. That's like he didn't go to campaign in Dawama, because Dawama by election came so close to the general elections, and therefore he didn't want to use the power of incumbency.
The Kidney Foundation of Zambia says patients have started dying due to a shortage of kidney consumables in some public health institutions. Recently, the foundation warned of looming shortage of renal consumables following the government's failure to pay suppliers. Foundation Chairperson Augustine Mkuka says that the situation has now worsened, with three patients succumbing to death as a result. Mr. Mkuka says that the foundation has since engaged the Republican President and the Minister of Health to ensure the urgent procurement of the necessary supplies. He says that he remains hopeful that the last solution will be found to address the current challenges going forward.
The Kidney Foundation of Zambia has bemoaned the critical shortages of renal consumables almost in all public health facilities offering renal services. The renal consumables shortages countrywide have severely impacted patients living with kidney conditions. through a complete stoppage or minimal service delivery by the units. Disruption in the service, particularly in Zambian public hospitals, was foreseen and the timely warning was received, but no action was taken by the relevant authorities. The Kidney Foundation of Zambia has reported that as of late 2025, public hospitals such as Mongo, Ndola, Kitwe, Kasama, Lusaka, and Livingston were operating under difficult conditions due to the disruption in service provisions. We already know that some patients have already started succumbing, you know, to death because they don't have, you know, the supplies.
The Community Alliance Against Corruption, Executive Director Brighton Tembo says that the recent arrest of public servants over the mismanagement of public funds show only a slight improvement in the fight against corruption. Mr. Tembo has however stated that most of the arrests have targeted low-ranking public servants, which he described as evidence of selective approach to combating corruption. He noted when the anti-corruption efforts are focused mainly on junior officers while their senior counterparts go scot-free, such actions cannot be considered meaningful progress. Mr. Tembo further observed that cases involving senior public officials have reportedly remained under investigation for more than 2 years, while cases involving junior officers are fast-tracked, creating an impression that the fight against corruption is yielding results. He stressed that the selective fight against corruption and misuse of public funds amounts to no progress at all.
There are those who are in the lower ranking in terms of positioning in civil service. Those at the highest level, there is nothing. The allegations might come. Look at, for example, the investigation of cabinet ministers. It is over 2 years now. Look at the case of the Solicitor General. It is over 2 years under investigation. Look at what happened just in the Ministry of Finance. Those who were giving themselves illegal allowances, they were only have to bring back whatever they took away from Zambians almost 5 years ago or 7 years ago. So when corruption is being fought, but it is indicating characteristics of selective corruption type, that type of corruption type cannot even suffice to say it is an improvement in corruption type. Otherwise, the current corruption type, it has a lot of factors missing in it.
The Cotton Association of Zambia says that the Zambia China Mulungushi textile, which has officially begun tests running, heralding a major advancement in Zambia's industrial sector with a substantial $140 million, will empower local farmers by providing a more equitable pricing mechanism. Association Executive Director John Ngonyama notes that prior to this, farmers faced difficulties as the buyers often dictated prices based on fluctuating international market rates. The Zambia China Mulungushi textile is projected to create over 500 jobs and provide a positive economic impact for approximately 120,000 cotton farmers in the region. And reacting to this development, Mr. Ngonyama says that with the government's partnership with China, local cotton farmers are expected to be actively engaged in production, addressing existing challenges related to raw materials and production costs. He says that the revitalization of Mulungushi textiles aims to enhance both productivity and output among cotton growers. Mr. Ngonyama adds that collaborative efforts is a vital step towards strengthening Zambia's textile industry and supporting sustainable agriculture practices.
The revitalization of the China Mulungushi textile gives an opportunity to the Zambian cotton farmers. The reason is that it's a local textile that can provide a local market. And the issues that farmers have been having is on the price taking, where farmers are just dictated on the pricing. And then when we would want to bargain for a fair price with the farmers, it has been difficult because the basis of the price negotiation has been basing on the international market.
And now, business news.
Economic analyst Kelvin Chisanga says that Zambia's 2026 general elections and the expiration of the 8th National Development Plan in 8 NDP pose significant risks and opportunities. Policy slippages, election-related spending, pressure and reform fatigue and could undermine rather physical discipline, while a well-managed transition could lock in macroeconomic gains and a shape of a credible successor framework. Mr. Chisanga emphasized the need for the next national development plan to prioritize physical realism, climate resilience.